Hey, we just had the Good Guys presentation to Eddie Betts for kicking the goal of the year. This is Good Guys Corner on AW because we've got Lingy and we've got Richo and everyone knows they're good guys. And we've got Brendan Bolton, but I reckon he is about to become the reverse Snickers figure. He's going to turn from this really nice guy coach of last year at Hawthorn into this angry aggro bloke from time to time anyway, Brendan.
Tim, I know it's always a balance, isn't it? And by nature, I've got a bubbly personality, but I do know the difference between process and getting the job done and when need to be serious, yeah.
And it's a serious job and it's a very big job. I can't recall too many bigger ones, actually, in modern football than that which you face. Would that be too pessimistic of you?
Oh, I'm not the pessimistic type. I'm looking forward, but I've lived by the mantra of, I've said this a few times now, get comfortable being uncomfortable because that's what life's about, putting yourself in challenging situations. And there's a big one in front of us, but we're going to start with pushing values, challenging values, celebrating them when people do them well, and more importantly, getting people into our club that will drive them.
Bolts, we wish you all the best with that job and the challenge ahead for you. I think it's a great appointment to be coach of the Carlton Footy Club. On today's game, you know this team, this Hawthorn team, so well. What are you expecting? All the talk is after the qualifying final, maybe West Coast have just closed the gap, certainly, and moved beyond Hawthorn. Those older boys, they'll respond, won't they? They're such a competitive group. You expecting a pretty intense start to this game?
Oh, definitely. And, you know, I've still got that slight emotional attachment. I've worked there for a number of years, so I'm hoping the Hawkers do really well. But, you know, there's some seasoned veterans in Lewis and Hodge and Mitchell and Ruffhead. What an amazing feat if they could have three on the trot, then they'd be realising that. So I think you'll see a pretty determined Hawthorn.
Hey, Bolt, so when the team was selected, I think, like a lot of people, you thought it might be like for like with, unfortunately, Shoa Makers might have been the man that went out. He wasn't. And it just raises a question for me today about who the sub may be for Hawthorn. Who would you think it may be being...
We've been told, Richard.
Oh, we've already known, do we?
Suckling.
Sorry, mate.
I mean, it's interesting because he's the most devastating kick virtually in the game, isn't he? So is that a compromise they're prepared to make because the team has so many good kicks of the ball?
Oh, they've got a lot of terrific kicks. And the one thing Suckers can do is inject speed and penetration with his kicking. So you'd hope in the last quarter that has a real impact. But Ryan Shoemakers, I know you like tall forwards, Richo. Yeah. He's played a really solid role this year. And he's had his challenges over his career. But I think, you know, we always talk about it, playing your role. He's been doing that well this year.
Well, it's obviously a big... new phase of your life coming up, head coach of an AFL footy team. How much has it ramped up? You know, is it extraordinary, the extra workload that you've got at the moment?
Oh, listen, I'd not like to discredit assistant coaches. They work some ridiculous hours. You know, overnight they're going home and coding games and up all night so the review's ready. So I think assistants work long hours. But what I found initially is a lot of management. So you've got to talk to a lot of people. I've had to interview every player on the list. We've just established a terrific coaching staff, which I'm really pleased that are young in age, so they can grow with the footy club as I can. And they've all coached their own teams, which is really important to me because they've got a more holistic view on coaching. So a lot more management, a lot more conversations at the moment, Richard.
Yeah. You've got other commitments, Brendan. We better let you get away. We know anything can happen in football, but will you be surprised if Hawthorn don't win today?
Yeah, I'd be surprised. I think there's a something on the end of it that's really special for a group that have been together for a long time. So I'm crossing my fingers and really hoping that they get up.
The last time you'll be barracking for the Hawks.
Thanks,
all the
great
best. To have you with us.
Thanks,
good luck.
Brendan. Cheers. Good on you.
Brendan Bolton, the new coach of Carlton, joining us at our 3AW commentary position.